Hey everybody, we are back on our Bible study.
Yes.
Leviticus 3. This is a relatively short chapter, so we're going to get into it and go ahead and pray here. Lord, we just thank you for today. Thank you for, even though this is a short chapter, Lord, and you know, I kind of looked at it and it was very cut and dry about how to, you know, order organs for this, for the peace offering, and but again, there was so much in such a small chapter. So I just thank you, God, for your faithfulness. I just pray, help me to convey this today. Help us to use what we hear and apply it to our lives, God. In Jesus' name. So as we've been going through Leviticus, obviously, these are the chapters which, if you've read the Bible all the way through. You sort of, when you become a believer, a baby believer, you're like, I'm going to start that Bible from beginning to end. And then you hit that wall. And it's interesting. I was thinking about that. Like, this is, you know, there is this wall between us and God. And as you kind of look through this, it's what Jesus did as far as breaking that wall down. And as you read the law, you read all these things, you kind of go, oh my gosh, all these things I would be required to do, you know. And ultimately, in the end, again, shows God's holiness, but ultimately, everything in here points to Christ. So, kind of move through. And there was some pretty cool stuff that I found as I kind of did a little study through. So, I'll be reading through the NASB tonight, so just to let you know. So, there are three different types of peace offerings, and these will be sort of, we'll be getting into more of these as we kind of go through Leviticus further on, more like in chapter 7, if I could be wrong. The peace offering is not to atone for sins, but it's more for, it's more like a, it's like this voluntary, there's three different reasons or why you would give this. One is a free will offering. Again, there's three. It's almost like a worshiping, thanks to God, in the same way we come and we worship before God. This is a free will offering where we come before the presence of God and we give a thanks to God for his generosity. We give him this. Second peace offering was given alongside a fulfilled vow. And this was like saying, you know, I'm not resentful. I'm not holding anything back. I'm paying my vow in the same way that Hannah brought Samuel to the temple. She brought a peace offering before God. And the third is a thanksgiving for God's deliverance in a dire hour of need, for instance, in Israel. I found it kind of interesting, the one about the fulfilled vow, you know, coming before God and offering, you know, this animal and so forth as a vow, that it's... It's interesting because how often do we go before God and we fulfill vows and we're going to do, say we're going to do what we're going to do, but, and we show what we're going to do, but do we do it? This is interesting because it's kind of going before God and saying, this is what I've completed or have done according to your will. So it's interesting, like in our lives, how often do we do this before God? You know, it's really something that to think about. You know, we always think about like, well, I'll make a vow to God and if I break it or wait, you know. It's like coming before, the importance of even coming after the vow has been fulfilled and standing before God and offering up this, you know, it's like, again, another thanks to God and acknowledgement of God. And so let's go ahead and read Leviticus 3:1. Again, it's a very short chapter, very short. Now, if his offering is a sacrifice of peace offerings, if he is going to offer out of the herd, whether male or female, he shall offer it without defect before the Lord. The peace offerings, again, are foreshadowing our peace and reconciliation with God through the sinless sacrifice of Christ. And again, this one's interesting. It's not like the burnt offering where it's got to be male. This could be male or female. Again, the burnt offering had a male, and that was, again, a shadow of Christ. A peace offering could be of the flock of a male or female, because again, the peace of God is for everyone. And again, this offering would only go after the burnt offering. So you cannot have peace with God. You can't have this peace that is promised through God if you yourselves are not surrendered to God, if you yourselves have not come and laid yourself as a living sacrifice. And you've allowed that old man to basically burn up as a carcass. You know, just we have to offer to God that which is without blemish. We often offer to God scraps, that which is left over, instead of that of which is sacrificial. You know, I had this discussion a lot with, what have you sacrificed in your life for God? You know, what are the, there's going to be some form of a sacrifice. Could be, pleasure, could be this or that. There's something that you bring forth that is an example, and we should be living a mindset of being sacrificial. That's good. So, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's not like, oh, you're not going to have any fun in this. It's like, just that's the you go through your life that is behind you in your mind, but to have it in the forefront, to actually see it in front of you, like if somebody tells me, if my enemy says to go a zillion miles, I'm going to go 2 zillion miles. You know, sometimes that's the hardest part, where it's like, okay. So yeah, it's and then again, sometimes it's there is weird little things that are like even social sacrificial. That's something that we need to break, because we're just like afraid to go up to somebody and say something to them. Mm. And it's funny, because I just had that happen to me. It's like, God wanted me to say this really outspoken guy in the gym. Like, this guy was he's in the ex-military or something, but just like crazy guy, really loud. And he had this one encounter with him like yesterday, where it was a really friendly encounter, but it was like, he was literally like talking to me in my face. It was like, okay, well, this is obviously something that just, put on my heart to speak to this person. So, we often give emotions, that in a way or later, instead of giving God the core of our heart, we have to remember, no matter what we are offering, we always do it before the eyesight of God, who is right in our presence. Sorry, guys. It's not much for tonight, but Colossians 1:19-22, for it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. There's peace. And you, who once were alienated and enemies in the mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight. So again, we are given peace. It's funny, we bark about what things we don't want. We don't have this, we don't have that. Yet, what I see here is a praise and a giving based on just the loving kindness of God, that he offers us peace, and we may have peace before God. Because the wall is something that we forget. It's something we don't preach today. And that the wall has been destroyed. But that wall itself, as we see today, it's gone, but sinners today still turn from God. But it's an understanding that we should be giving thanks that that wall has been destroyed. Just being happy that there is that peace. Anybody can enter into that peace. Ephesians 2:14, for he himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation. So Leviticus 3:2, it says, and he shall lay his hand on the head of his offering and slaughter it at the doorway of the tent of meeting. And Aaron's sons, the priests, shall sprinkle the blood around the altar. So here's the actual person, not the priests themselves, but the person, laying their hands on the head. And again, as we as believers, we're constantly sort of having our mindset, having our hands on the head of that that we identify with Christ as we kind of go through our lives. Leviticus 3:3-5 says, "For the sacrifice of the peace offering, he shall then present an offering by fire. From the sacrifice of the peace offering, he shall then present an offering by fire to the Lord, the fat that covers the entrails and all the fat that is on the entrails, and the two kidneys with the fat that is on them, which is on the loins, and the lobe of the liver, which he shall remove with the kidneys. When Aaron's son shall offer it up in smoke on the altar on the burnt offering, which is on the wood that is on the fire, it is an offering by fire of a soothing aroma to the Lord." I think one of the things that's always kind of reminds me as we look at both the burnt offering and the peace offering is there is a certain element where the priests kind of enter in and play a part. And that's, again, there's a foreshadowing of Christ kind of doing this, working with, you know, for us. but in this specific case, the actual person lays the hand on the sacrifice. And these are all, when you hear about fat, you go, oh, this is gross. Fat, who needs fat, you know? And again, today in our culture, it's all about, you know, we want to be skinny and fat. But fat was actually, I forgot what the word is in Hebrew, but fat means good. Like there's life, and it's you know, if fat would be something that you would want to eat, and you're like, oh, trim the fat off. I'm on a diet, you know.
That's abundance. Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. So the goodness of life, and I'll get a little bit of that, but it has to do with the richness and the goodness. That's by the word itself in Hebrew. There's a meaning of it in it that, I mean, obviously it means fat, but it's richness and fatness. And that again, belongs to and is given to by God himself. And it's interesting because this is different. This is like you take the animal you bring forth and you're taking the innards out this time. It's the inner reality. And it's like that is which peace comes from to within. It doesn't come from, you know, like outside. Psalms 63:5, "My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness." Leviticus 6:8, "But if his offering for a sacrifice of peace offering to the Lord is from the flock, he shall offer it male or female without defect." Again, there's a perfect example again. What we bring before God is without defect. "If he is going to offer a lamb for his offering, then he shall offer it before the Lord, and he shall lay his hand on the head of the offering and slaughter it in front of the tent of meeting. And Aaron's son," again, here's where the priests take over, "Aaron's son shall sprinkle its blood around the altar." Again, there's again a foreshadowing there. Again, Jesus is the fulfillment of the five offerings. We'll get into that. Matthew 5:17-18, "Do not think that I came to destroy the law of the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For surely I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot and one tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled." Again, it's all pointing to Christ. Again, if someone who would look at this, let's see, fat kidneys, all this, and go, what's all this about? But again, it's pointing back to Christ. The burnt offering is a shadow of Christ's death. The grain offering is a shadow of Christ's sinless life. The peace offering is a shadow of peace with God made possible through Christ. Romans 5:1, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." And we're almost done here. Oh my gosh.
No, excellent.
And I'm sure Pastor Mike, I'm sure, has much to cover because there was a lot that came to the end here. But Leviticus 3:9-15, "From the sacrifice of peace offering, we shall then bring as an offering by fire to the Lord its fat, the entire fat, tail which he shall remove close to the backbone, the fat that covers the entrails, and all the fat that is on the entrails, and the two kidneys with the fat that is on them, which is on the loins, and the lobe of the liver, which he shall remove with the kidneys. Then the priest shall offer it up in smoke on the altar as food, as offering by fire to the Lord. Now if his offspring is a goat, then he shall offer it before the Lord. He shall lay his hand on his head and slaughter it in front of the tent of meeting. The sons of Aaron shall sprinkle its blood around the altar. From it he shall present his offering as an offering by fire to the Lord, the fat that covers the entrails and all the fat that is on the entrails, and the two kidneys with the fat that is on them, which is on the loins and the lobe of the liver, which he shall remove with the kidneys. The priest shall offer them up in smoke on the altar as food, as offering by fire, as a soothing aroma. All fat is the Lord's. Often you hear that. You know, a lot of people, today people be like, what does that mean? So, again, that's richness and goodness is Lord's. It is a permanent statute throughout your generation in all your dwelling places. You shall not eat any fat or any blood. So again, we know that life is in the blood. And we're not supposed to be drinking blood like vampires. Again, the great example of the richness of life through the blood of Christ. Both are the Lord's. Both are from the Lord. And, you know, as I kind of read through this, it was a continual reminder. As I see the priests working, as I see this sacrifice, you know, this offering, it's all through what God did for us. There is no, we did it and we're saved now because of the elbow grease. It's constantly a reminder that this was everything that was given to us and we just give it back, you know. Yes. So, yes. And it just belongs. Salvation, again, belongs to God. He is the one that saves. He is the one that, you know, has kept an eye on us, has loved us. You know, as we offer to God, never attempt to take back what you give to God. So again, regarding the vows and so forth, whether it's time, money, or anything else, because God takes our sacrifice as that which is, and he keeps it. As far as what we need to sacrifice to God, an offer you keep that which is God's, because it was never yours in the first place. So, sorry. And again, very short chapter, but I'm sure, and I would hope Pastor Mike has anything to say about this.
No, not a lot. I'll stand up here with you for a second. No, I think you covered it. I guess I just want to say tonight, and I'll stand next to you because you got the mic on. All this stuff laid out. One of the things when the priests would be corrupt that they would do is they would take the fat. They would take the fat and not allow it to be offered up as it was supposed to be to God. Eli's sons, Hophni and Phinehas, robbed the offering. And this thing of keeping, really I can't put it better, keeping what is not yours, to the things that belong to God, the obedience that belongs to God, it was never yours to debate. It was never mine to debate. It's not an option. And I think we live in a land of options, you know, if we're honest. And I think this is where God is doing a huge change. And there's a gravity tonight. And even as we stand here, let's pray, Matt, because there's a gravity. And I want to put this before you. And I felt this since I started playing guitar. What do you need to put before the Lord? Again, what belongs to him you're holding? It can't be. He needs, what is his. This can be emotional. This can be any area. But I thought about one other thing. With all the blood and the peace offering, why do we lack peace? And I really believe many times we mess with part of the sacrifice. We take the fat. I believe that many times, you know, it's been procured. And as we pray, I want you to, you know, it's something I'm looking at in the practical. Let's ask God, because he has broken down things. He has brought peace to us, but we don't walk in the peace the way we should. And it's no longer, I think, good to say, you know, it's just the way it is. It's not the way it should be. But we stand before the Lord and he sacrificed for us. And I really believe there's a sobriety that needs to hit home. It needs to hit home. God wants to do all this work you're seeing. It's really good. Father, I pray for everyone here. Lord, what is it with peace that seems elusive? There's reasons. What is it why we fret? Why do we get quickly worried? Not just that, why are we not at peace in ourselves when we walk around? You made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf. You have did the offerings that we would walk in the peace of God. Lord, you have brought a fatness to our life. It actually says that the anointing breaks the yoke, but the word is the same for fat. The fatness breaks the yoke. Lord, it is important that we give to you what's supposed to be to you, and that is one of the ways that yokes are broken. We cling to things, we hold things, God, that we should not, and we need to not. It's very simple. Lord, I do believe in this end time you want to deliver people. You want to free people. I really believe that. I believe there's people that have cried out. You're doing works of deliverance. And I've seen it with my own eyes. And it's not done. There's more to be done. But let us be a people that understand the depth of the peace offering, that understand what it is you did. Lord, I can't put better words. Matt covered it, Father. And I'm not worried whether it's short or long. That's not really... I always respect the person that takes a text and does with it what should be done. That's exactly tonight. But that we would meditate on this, Father. Lord, as I began to worship tonight, again, things need to be given to you. Things need to be in order. There is not an option. I've been saying this for weeks now. We're out of time. I really believe we're out of time. I don't believe there's a lot of minutes to scrape together. I'm not saying that we're dying tonight. I'm not saying you're coming back tomorrow, but if you tarry even 50 more years or 100, every minute, God, we are winding down. So I just thank you tonight, God, for what Matt's done, and I pray because you have made it to where we are to walk in the shalom, the peace of God that surpasses understanding, and we are brought to peace with you, so we don't want to dishonor that. I have myself, God. You've brought such an amazing peace, and many times we treat it with contempt, and that's not where we need to be. Help us to respect, to honor, to even look at the radicalness of your sacrifice, Jesus, that we can look at it and grab it and be grateful for it tonight. We can say, it's amazing what was done for me. My Savior paid the price. It says to redeem me from every lawless deed. That's a powerful statement. Help us to know unity. Help us to know unity. Help us to know and help us to be the example. Lord, we're the Jesus people are looking at. We are the testimony people are looking at. We're the word walking around. And I really believe we're in a season where you want the church, it's going to stand at attention in powerful ways. It's going to stand at attention. And again, people are going to see Jesus in the believer. Once again, it's not going to be a convoluted message. God, I'm grateful because, again, there's a potency even to this chapter that strikes me so hard. And I just thank you for reminding us of what's going on. But even tonight, as I would just say this prayer, we don't want to leave anything on the table, Lord. That which is yours is not mine anyway, Lord. That which is yours is not mine. It's not my option. So bless us as we go. But I pray your Holy Spirit, there was a somberness and a sobriety in the air, and that we can just take it home, God. Each one of us, even as individuals. Father, I'm not going to stand in the judgment with my buddies or my friends or my wife. We're going to stand before you at the judgment seat. I can't lean on somebody else. I can't say, they had an awesome walk, Lord, and they were my friend, or that was my wife. None of that. I've got to stand on the blood and stand before you. Help us to understand it better. Help us to reflect it more. Bless us tonight, God, that we might bless your name. Bless my brother here. Again, Lord, I'm really grateful because, again, there's just something profound about the peace offering. Thank you for doing that. And one more thing I pray, let there be peace in with each other, with families. Lord, undo the work of division that so many times is sown by the enemy and has catastrophic results, hurting people. Help us, God. The opposite of peace also, help us, God. No root of bitterness springing up, it says, by which defiles the many. You put it in your word, it's right there. But there are so many things in your word that we miss. And that's okay, Lord. We're in the learning process, but I just pray tonight. Might we carry the gravity of what we shared in the name of Jesus.